Well, the Utah Attorney General's office has sent a letter to the Heber Light and Power Board recommending that their board of directors address its practice on a number of items, including public notice of meetings and following their own bylaws. That's seen as a huge victory to members of the Wasatch Taxpayers Association, which brought up the lack of standards to the AG's office. On the phone with me are two members of the Taxpayers Association, Tracy Taylor and Bob Brand. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
So who wants to give us a bit of background here? My understanding is that it all started back in the fall of 2011 when the Heber Light and Power Board of Directors approved paying themselves nearly $1,700 a month in lieu of receiving health insurance benefits. And that's where you guys picked it up?
That's correct. That was an additional amount that they added on to their normal salary of about $500. So it brought them up to about $2,200 for basically one meeting. And they also created a retroactive health insurance for the last 6 months prior to that, which gave them about a $10,000 to $12,000 bonus for that year.
Yeah. Now, did Heber Power and Light have to raise its rates to be able to pay for this benefit?
Well, they had raised the rates with a utility field sometime before that, so there was enough money in their budget to do it. But part of that money came from what is normally called the dividend that they send off to the cities who are the owners of Heber Light and Power. So that particular year, their dividends went down by about, I think it was about $50,000 less that the cities received in that year.
Yeah. Well, isn't this really, though, the cost of doing business? I mean, such insurance is provided to lots of board members. I mean, I know it's certainly done here at the Park City Council, the Summit County Council, and even the Park City Board of Education receives, you know, either the insurance or the stipend.
Well, that's a very interesting thing. So it comes out in that letter, if it's under the Utah Employees Pension or Health Plan, that they have to work 20 hours a week to get it. That's all delineated in the letter from the Attorney General, which said that they wouldn't even be eligible for the insurance to begin with, much less retroactivity.
Right. So that was one of the concerns, is just the money involved. And I think that the second concern was that when you guys got involved and just asked them to give it back, a lot of people refused, huh?
Well, there were about three meetings that citizens showed up to prior to us sending a complaint to the attorney, to the auditor's office. We tried to go to the board directly. The room was packed with citizens, very upset about this, and they refused to answer any questions. And there were very detailed arguments against this by the citizens, and they would not even answer and explain their thought process on it. That's how Wasatch Taxpayers Association actually got started, was the total lack of any kind of accountability that the board felt they needed to give the citizens. And we decided to get a little bit more organized than we had been in the past, and we started Wasatch Taxpayers Association. But before that, we had already sent a complaint to the auditor, and there was a group of people that signed that initial complaint.
Okay, so really, what happens from here? I mean, I guess, like I say, you guys kind of see this as a victory, because not only is the stipend no longer going to be paid, it has to be refunded, and it's also kind of a bit of a scolding to how they do business.
Yeah, it definitely is a scolding, and they actually terminated the thing at the request of the ratepayers and taxpayers last February, so they stopped receiving the payment. But at that time, we also said, if you're not receiving the payment, you really should return the money, especially the retroactive. And they refused to do it, refused to discuss it, refused to respond. They even said in that meeting, well, we'll return it for this month, which they did not do. So it's been an ongoing festering sore in the county over this thing, and we've been repeatedly calling for them to ask it, so we're very thankful that this has come out. Now we'll just see if they do follow through and do repay the money.
All right, so there are people who have not repaid, huh?
Yeah, there's four and a half, to put it that way.
And Leslie, if the citizens want more information on this, they can go to WasatchTaxpayersAssociation.com. All the information's up there. Right on the home page, all you have to do is click on the light bulb, and it'll take you to the Heber Light and Power page. And There is a letter that was sent to the Heber Light and Power attorney just in the last month or two of the total amount still owed by certain people. You know, these are the mayors of Heber City, Midway City, Charleston. We have a couple council members from Heber City and the chair of the county commission sitting on this board. So these are the municipalities of our valley that are affected by this, and I really am putting a call out to those city councils to make sure this gets reimbursed correctly and not taken out of the budget of Heber Light and Power or the city municipalities or county to be paid back by the taxpayers. This should be coming right out of the pockets of the people that took the money.
All right. We should mention, I think some, or maybe one or two, never took the money in the first place, right?
Yeah, there was one that refused to take it. That was the then county council chairman, Mike Kohler. He kind of blew the whistle on this thing partly. There were several others that did it. Then there were three or four of them that did return it. There was one that said he returned it, but we can't find any records thereof. So there are still the four. It amounts to a total still due of about $40,000, which is a substantial amount of money. That comes to about $13,000 for the mayor of Heber City, Dave Phillips, and a little bit less for Connie Tatton, mayor of Heber. The mayor of Charleston, he has been refusing to take his pay, and he's been paying it back monthly. And by the time his term is up, he may have it done. But the attorney general's letter calls for a return of the money at once, which to me would be next week.
Okay. Well, the process works then, huh?
Yeah, it took a little time, but it did get through. We certainly do appreciate that.
Okay. Bob, Tracy, thanks for your time this morning.